Hey, Dahlia Mama here. I'm Alexis. I am really excited to start a totally new feel and look to the podcast, where I'm not really focusing on the sadness of being a neglected child. I'm rather more devoted to the excitement of becoming the most amazing parent I can. I want to give my kids the opportunities that I didn't have. And fuck money, okay? Because you don't have to spend money to have a wonderful time with your children. So get ready. Get ready. Now and then we have F-bombs, so it's going to be a little rude now and then, but I hope to wow you and make this a lot of fun. Happy mom and dadding, and sorry about the fight. The listen to that. I'm in the city, so now you know. Hey friends, good morning. Today I'm just gonna read you my blog, which can be found at thedollymama.com. Put hyphens between those two words, the and Dolly. And Dolly is spelled Dalai. Hey, hurt people hurt people. Lately, I've been taking time to delve into the darkness of my family, and my children have been hurting far more than I even knew, far more than I let myself acknowledge, far more than they let me even see. And now I'm starting to understand that hurt people more than I ever imagined. I've been working with my kids for well over 2 months now, listening to them fully. Instead of reacting to their outbursts, I'm just sitting with them and letting them hit me and roll around and scream or whatever it is they need to do. And it is the hardest thing I've ever. This is harder than childbirth. I'm hearing their stories from school. They're bringing up past fights from teachers, experiences with other kids on the bus. They're telling me about kids in the neighborhood. They're telling me about their grandparents. They're telling me about their cousins, past visits from family, things from minutes ago in an argument they had. I'm realizing my children have been hurting, and they've been hurting them each other, and they've been hurting themselves. Parenting is so difficult. I had no idea it was this hard. I mean, when I was homeschooling back in the 20,000s, whatever it is, and the teens, early teens, it wasn't like this because I was always there for them and they always knew I was always there for them. And when I had to put them into school, I went into a super deep depression also. I think I went through grief of losing my husband. Well, not my husband, but my marriage. And then, yeah, probably my husband somewhat because he was a friend of mine and suddenly I could not get along with him even an iota. So I lost that too. And then there was the pain of breaking away from them. And I don't think I acknowledged that then. And sticking them into school for 4 years has really torn some walls down and torn my kids down. I remember when I was homeschooling and really in the church ways, I was never in a church, but we were the church. I always sung a song to the kids, encourage one another and build each other up over and over and over again, right? And so whenever someone said something negative, it was rebuffed. It was stopped. And if someone was continuing it, some of us would all chime in and go up, 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 up. You know, like we would just pop a little song in there and keep moving. With them being in school, there's no time for someone to encourage one another. You know, like it's just get on with your day, keep moving. And so you take you take your day and you swallow it down and you come home and it festers and you're full of it. I got one little thing I want to jump out of this, out of reading my blog. I've kind of been doing my own thing now. I'm off track with the blog, but when I had my daughters, my twins yesterday were having some fights about all sorts of stuff, hurting each other and just being unbearable. One of them just said, "Mom, I want to cry." And I said, "Then you need to cry." And she said, "But I need to do this and I need to do that." And I said, "Honey, if you feel like crying, you need to cry. Feeling is good." And she said, "But," and I said, "Wait, okay, like this just came to me. How about this? Think about when you're really sad and imagine that I give you a big bathtub full of ice and you have to drink that." And she's like, "Oh, ouch." And I said, "Right, but you got to drink it all down. You drink it all down. Now keep it in there. You know, it's going to hurt. You're going to have a headache. You're going to have a stomach ache. Your stomach's going to be bloated. Well, you're probably going to die. But, you know, that's what we're doing. We're swallowing down our pain and we're holding it in there. And years later, it's coming out either in a midlife crisis, quote unquote, or a divorce, or a mental breakdown, or cancer, or some other horrible disease. It is going to resurface if we don't feel it and let it run its course. If we don't speak out, if we don't speak up, we are going to be riddled with all of this hurt within us. So I know parenting is hard. I know it's difficult, but man, I had no idea it would stretch me to these limits. I didn't know it was this hard. I fell into bed last night exhausted. Yesterday was one of the hardest days. We had a 2-hour family meeting, and then there were, you know, meetup over and over and over, trying to correct, trying to repair, trying to assist, trying to desist or desist, whatever the words are, resist, push in, you know, and it's not easy being the single parent, but God damn it, it's worth every fucking moment of it because these guys are worth it. I don't want them having to have to heal from this childhood. I want them to be healed right now. And I want it now. Yeah, I want it now. So my impatience is like, make this work. But as my kid is screaming and kicking and rolling all over the bed, and I'm just saying, I'm listening. I'm here for you. And that's it. Nothing else I say. Nothing else. I just say, I'm listening and I'm here for you. And I love you. Okay, we'll add that one. That's all I can do. By the way, if I were working 40 hours a week, this is not something that would be going on. I would be working and I would be coming home exhausted, getting dinner made, falling in front of the couch, watching TV with the kids, downplaying everything, ignoring all of the signs, and then going to bed after hugging and kissing them. And tomorrow would be another day where they would be full of frustrations, not getting hugs when they need them, not getting through things, holding it all in, drinking down the bath water of ice, you know? Whew. And I know every child out there, not just mine. This is every child out there that's going through this in the world. Okay, guys, not just in my town. This is kids at school. This is kids all around the world. Kids at school, the school staff, the bus drivers, the family, other people's parents, everyone is hurting. And to deny this is crazy. And I remember when I used to watch Roald Dahl movies. I always want to say Ronald, but there's no N in there. It's Roald Dahl movies, and read his books like, oh geez, oh no, my mind is going crazy here. Let's see. I'm going to peek. Matilda. There was, let's just see here. I'm sorry, I'm taking a peek. Because my mind is going blank. Roald Dahl. We've got so many books. Oh, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, right? Hello, I totally forgot. I feel silly. Okay, well, anyways, Roald Dahl, his stories have these extreme parents. These parents that are drinking and smoking right in front of the kids and yelling into their room, quiet, and with the television as loud as possible, and just obscene, over loud, volume high. You know, that's the way I saw it. Because for me, in my home, it was nothing like that with my kids. But I was downplaying my own parents' treatment of me. I shoved that all underneath or back behind on the stage. And once that curtain fell down, more curtains fell. There's actually people out there who are admiring characters on shitty TV shows and movies as if those people actually have that character. There are even people who truly believe that the President of the United States is a stand-up character. Oh my God, our children are mingling with these kind of people and they're everywhere. They're impressionable. Our children are impressionable. All of us are impressionable, damn it. Look at us. We listen to fashion and buy styles that are quote unquote new when actually they're just decades ago, or they look like they've been put on the street and a steamroller went over them and then 50 people shit on it. We buy new gadgets for thousands of dollars that people have slaved away for. We flock to the Black Friday sales and act like animals. We wear slogans on our hats and shirts that have quotes from movies that reenact negative loops. We're sheep. No matter how you look at it, the most of humanity is needing a shepherd. There's no wonder Jesus wanted that name. So I encourage you, sit down, get to know your kids, listen to them, listen to their fights, listen in on their video games, listen in on their squabbles, ask questions, show you're actually interested in it, get invested in them, see what comes out of this. I know you might not have much time because, you know, I actually do right now and I'm able to do this. There isn't, you know, this is the most important thing in the world to me. As my money is dwindling down to zero, as my bank account is nearing nothing, it is worth every moment of it. I'm sorry. Also, I don't believe that my children are the only ones that are bullied and rejected by the world. I was explaining scenarios that were going on in schools that my kids have gone to. One of them was a Catholic private school. I ran into a woman who was talking with me about that. And she's like, no, my son doesn't experience anything like that. He's never told me anything about things like that. And then kind of looked at me like I was a bitchy, whiny, you know, one of those moms. And honestly, hello, your kid went on the bus with my kid. Your kid saw the stuff my kid did. My kid sat with your kid because they were safe together. I don't believe that only my kids are bullied and rejected. It's all kids. And if they're not being bullied and rejected at school, they're probably being the ones that are doing the bullying and rejecting. There isn't much respect placed on the words of just a child either. In fact, kids don't even have rights, like slaves and people in prison. This is horrible. Hurt people, and hurt people are hurting people. And those people are our children. We were just kids decades ago. Stop forgetting that. We got to stand up for our children and for each other and stop our hurting. Spread the love. Listen to your children. Stop hurting others. Keep checking yourself hour by hour and recognize, are you hurting or are you hurting someone else? Namaste, loves.
Hey, I've got a new website. I'm super excited. No longer dollymama.org. It is now www.the-dali-mama.com. I have a .com. I'm so excited. I'm really excited. I know the website's not completed yet. I'm still working on it, but please come and visit. Please subscribe. I need all the support I can get. I really want to open up the light and shine it out. I have all these experience points rings like Sonic, and I'm zooming down and I wham into the wall and ching, and all my experience point rings are just flying out. Grab them. Okay. I'm sending them out. Light and love to you all. This is my calling. It's to spread awareness to all that parenting is a number one job. It's a 24-hour job. It's not for the weak of heart. It's not for those who can just be like, meh, they'll figure it out. No, this is, you step in, you go full throttle, you don't give up. These guys are worth it. Our future is them. Let's make them the most gifted, amazing beings without forcing them into molds. The-dali-mama.com. Yoo-hoo!